Thank you very much, Chair, for giving us the floor yet again. On the title of the article itself, South Africa would like to adhere to the original proposal, the language that was there before we started deliberating on this article, as is. To us, it's very clear. It gives proper context. I have no problem with what Colombia has said about historical, but I'm saying we can't replace it. We can't replace, can't afford to replace that. So we support the original language there, because it tells even the reader outside this room what we are going to discuss in the following paragraphs. Secondly, we are not sure as a delegation if the US was seeking to replace the language by adding the new language, the language that follows after their proposal, or it is an addition to the language, in which case then we don't see a contradiction. The original language is slavery and slave trade. I mean, that's the language contained in the UN documents, including the DDPA. So if enslavement is coded in the context of the Rome Statute, then it could be added without detracting from the original language, which we have always been adhering to, slave trade and transatlantic slave trade, slavery and slave trade. So we cannot afford to replace that kind of language, because the context here is the full implementation of the DDPA. So we cannot support a replacement of that language with enslavement, unless then we want to, as a new concept, to list enslavement alongside that. That can be supported, but not replacement. Thirdly, being new here, I mean, I keep on saying I'm new, but I wouldn't understand why we'd want to delete Africans in the first paragraph. Because slavery, in the first place, originated in Africa. It was to be exported, decades or centuries later, across the Atlantic Ocean. But it originated in Africa. So it's not clear why you would want to delete it there when it comes to reparations. Because there are victims of slavery in Africa and the families who were left with, the harm and the pain of slavery. Before it was exported. So it's not clear. Maybe there could be an explanation why Africans there is deleted, in which case then we'd like it to be reinstated as a delegation. This is the fifth line of the first paragraph. And the same, in the second paragraph, we'd like to reinstate Africans, which is a language that we've always been using in the context of these negotiations. Thirdly, in relation to the Brazilian proposal, we don't see it as a contradiction. It's important that we use the first two paragraphs, 1 and 2, as a kind of a chapeau or a preamble to give context to this very important matter of reparations. The first two paragraphs contextualize very neatly the issue of reparations and the importance of redress in the context of slavery. So we don't see a contradiction there, because what Brazil is proposing is well and good, but then it's an action. So if you like, the other one is a chapeau, and the other one is the operative paragraph. So we support their proposal, but without necessarily replacing the first two paragraphs. That is our take. And then commenting on the last intervention about the actual actions that we need to put in place about reparations, our understanding has always been that we need to move beyond reparations and begin to come up with new language that addresses that. This is the sentiment we, and the impression we got when we negotiated the omnibus resolution on, from rhetoric to reality last September, that we need to unbundle the question of reparations. We cannot afford to come to these sessions, and when we talk about reparations, we adhere to our, old positions. I think we should use this opportunity as member states and all participants here to really begin to unpack what reparations mean. Use the language that is there and see how we can tweak it to accommodate everybody. That is our appeal as a delegation, so that we can move on this question of reparations, really. We cannot have a situation where we come. This is the 23rd session now, if I'm not mistaken. We cannot be seen to be stuck in the past. We need to move beyond this and actually actualize the text and see if we can move from rhetoric to reality in the true sense of the word. So that is our position, Mr. Chairperson. Thank you.